Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, I think this is huge because, you know, Dulac obviously is intertwined with the Steelers in a way that's different from some of the other beat writers because he's close to Art. And, yeah, he'll get things wrong from time to time, like when he said Graham Barton was generational Graham. And if he was there last year in the draft, the Steelers would pick him and feel like they had their next Mike Webster. And then Barton was on the board, and they decided to take Troy Fautanu instead. So he doesn't shoot 100%. None of us do. But he said two things in his chat today about George Pickens. Said the same thing twice, actually. Was asked repeatedly about Pickens because fans want to know about George's trade status. Is he going to be on the roster? Is he a candidate to get dealt so the Steelers can get that second round pick back? Pickens, obviously not a fan favorite. I mean, I think fans would not cry if Pickens was dealt for a package of picks between now and Thursday night. And Jerry said repeatedly here, they're not trading him. Now, he said not now a couple times. And I actually asked somebody what they thought that meant and got a interesting answer that I will share with you in a second here.
So not just a semantic.
No. I'll tell you what that, okay, that with somebody who would probably know
said about
that
not now.
But he's just, again, it's not I think or maybe or if I had to guess. It's him saying they're not trading him. There's no wiggle room there. There's no gray area. There's nothing to get lost in translation. Somebody calls, no, we're not trading George Pickens. Omar Khan, not shopping him. Omar Khan, not being told by Mike Tomlin, we really want to have a second round pick. See what you can get for George. Art Rooney saying to Omar and Mike, I think this guy represented the team in a lousy way. Mm-hmm. Let's get him off the roster now and see what we can get for him. Now, they're committed to starting the season, it appears, with George Pickens. A guy who, in the last game played in Pittsburgh that happened, dropped, what, four or five balls?
Yeah,
appeared to want to fight someone in the stands.
Did not bathe himself in glory.
Had to have Pat Freiermuth separate him from going or having someone come out to challenge him to a fight. Had Russell Wilson and Freiermuth sit him down and try to calm him down a couple of times.
Yep, all true.
And then the home game before that, he showed up late, had basically...
possibly ran the wrong route on a play that caused an interception.
And the most memorable thing he did from that game was as soon as the cameras went to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to celebrate a little Christmas dinner on TV, who steps right into the shot to say, hey, great game. I love you guys. George Pickens. That was his biggest impact on that game, was letting those guys know.
But everything seems hunky-dory. If the Steelers are posting workout videos of him from their own team account, seems like somebody patched something up
now
there.
You predicted a trade would happen.
I did.
It looks like, unless Jerry's getting bad information or it's a smokescreen, that you're going to be wrong about this.
My giraffe neck take there is going to get cut off.
Do you agree with this? To hold on to George and see how it goes with DK Metcalf and at least experiment with the two of them this season? You're already moving around, which makes me think you're kind of jostling inside your brain right now on this topic. You're not sure what the best course of action
conceptually
is.
Conceptually, the idea of having two of the best pure deep threats in the league, contested catch guy, just pure speed guy, two specimens at the position, conceptually sounds great. And hell, if you somehow ended up with only Mason Rudolph as your starter, we know Mason likes to chuck it down the field. He and Pickens did have, objectively, a very good rapport for three games. It was clear George was happy that he was the quarterback because he was getting him the rock.
Yep.
So I do think there's a chance that George would say, you know what, I know they paid Metcalf, they're not going to pay me, but somebody else will if I ball out. And hey, I believe it or not, I actually like the guy throwing me the ball. Like, that dude was pretty good. I had multiple 100-yard games. I hit big touchdowns. I was the star of the game. But man, just the way Pickens has gone about his business.
You're also basing that decision on Mason Rudolph being their week one,
which I don't think
starting
is actually
quarterback,
because I think they would have paid him like they wanted him to be their week one. I get my thought is, my answer, short answer after vacillating here, is no, I don't think it would work. I don't like the idea of it in my head, because I just think that Pickens is too much of a live wire, man. He's unpredictable. He is very unpredictable.
He's very predictable.
Predictable in the sense that he's eventually going to like get pissed off.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess, on a week-to-week basis, you don't know. Like, the guy that was playing wide receiver for those last couple games in 2023, he balled out. He looked like the consummate team player. Then you just never know when it's going to happen. I guess that's what you mean, only that it will eventually. The worm will turn. You don't know when. You do not know the hour or the day or the week. But eventually he's going to get frustrated and act in a way that distracts from what they're trying to do.
I accuse myself of being naive when we were talking about the Pirates last hour. I think this is naive behavior by the Steelers. This year it'll be different. This time George Pickens really gets it. That heart-to-heart and come-to-Jesus we had this time, it was the 19th time we had to do it. But unlike the previous 18, this time he said to us, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. My bad. Showing up late for a game after I've been out with an injury and you need to test me before the game to see if I can really play. I'll make sure that never happens again. Oh yeah, all the stuff we heard about how people didn't make a big deal about that, because guess what? George is late for stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's regular time, and then there's George time. Sometimes we don't even know if George is going to be at practice. Oh, look who just waltzed into the wide receiver room a half hour late. George Pickens. And they just think the light bulb's going to go on now. I know he's motivated by money, but here's part of the issue. He can't get paid here. Because the ripped dude that's bigger, stronger, and faster than him just got all of that money.
I just think that they're putting a lot of faith in the idea that somehow their head coach is going to get through to this guy right now in a way that heretofore he has not. I mean, Mike has done every approach, basically, right? He said it's time for him to grow up. He's done the complete ignorance of anything, nothing wrong here, it wasn't George's fault, I'll blame a veteran player that I know can take the blame better and won't care about being blamed. I think the naive part is thinking that 4 years in, that year four, suddenly a different light bulb is going
to
go.
Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know. I have the answer to that, to be quite honest.
He
had a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
When did Benz ask that question? How many days later?
That was on January 14th, and it happened on Christmas.
He's acting like it was a few days back. Like, he's talking about it like, you know, back when I was growing up in the 50s. You know what I mean? He's like, Mike's like, oh, that was a long time. It's like the lady in Titanic. It's been 86 long years or whatever. What are we doing here? It was 3 weeks, man.
It's breaking news story. Jerry Dulac saying in his chat that the Steelers are not trading George Pickens. What's your reaction to that? 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's yours?
Well, to me, if they are going to do this thing with Aaron Rodgers, which we were talking about yesterday, we are a little bit less confident than we once were that it would happen. But it seems like the Steelers have the assumption that it will come to pass. And we know our buddy Mark Cabali said they're in full control of the situation. Don't you worry that they know.
They can't be in full control because
he said it last week.
They're dealing with Aaron Rodgers, who is
in
control.
He's about as credible as that guy. Remember the Iraqi information minister? Everything is fine. Nothing to see here.
But
like, come on, Mark.
If you're going to have some sort of all-in approach and act like, well, we get Aaron Rodgers, we're right there. We're right there with the rest of the AFC.
I think Aaron,
then you got to keep George Pickens around, no?
No, I think Aaron Rodgers actually increases the likelihood of Pickens blowing up. I think Chris made a good point.
I didn't say it didn't increase the chances of blowing up, but to keep your best actual football players on the team, if you want to tell yourselves that, hey, we get Aaron Rodgers and we can hang with the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Okay, I know they did not have him here for a visit. This is a personal preference for you and me. Donnie, I don't know if Chris likes this guy as much. If you trade George Pickens and get a second-round pick or a third-round pick back, and your 21st pick is Emeka Ebuka, so now you have Ebuka and Metcalf instead of Metcalf and Pickens. My opinion, you've gotten no worse at the position.
Well, I think you might have gotten
no
better.
Worse at
well,
all, actually.
Well, I actually think you
and
might
I think
have gotten
you find
better.
A guy that partners up with Rodgers because he's Rodgers is a stickler on things.
Route
you think,
running.
You think he's going to put up with a guy that shows up late for crap? I mean,
also,
he basically
George
wanted
not
to punch Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams in the face,
well,
and Williams is a consummate professional.
Well, I think Garrett Wilson actually had the rep as a consummate pro, and Rodgers
did.
Just didn't get really along
and
with him.
And this guy has the opposite. Rodgers' head is going to explode when he. I think
if Rodgers even comes.
Yes, here. I don't think it's a coincidence that Rodgers chose to go work out with DK Metcalf and not George Pickens. I don't think he has a very high.
He also might not have been. He might have been told or had it intimated to him that Pickens might not even be here. Forget about having a high opinion of the guy. Also, you could say this about Ebuka. He's a different kind of receiver. He might be a better fit. Because the one thing I would say, go back to my original point of, oh, it's tempting in principle to look at two straight-up downfield deep threats, and, oh, that's tantalizing. They're kind of redundant skill sets at the position. Hey, here, we're going to have two guys just run downfield, and yes, the upside is if you don't roll a safety over maybe on either guy on a given play, you might get burnt, but that's kind of an all-or-nothing feast or famine approach.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.